Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today on the program, we're speaking with Seb Farman, the co-founder and chairman at VStock Transfer, an SEC-registered stock transfer firm serving private companies, IPOs, and issuers listed on the New York Stock Exchange, American, NASDAQ, and OTC markets. And Mr. Farman, thanks for joining us here today.
Eric, thanks so much for having me. Appreciate it.
Now, you're more than welcome. Our pleasure to have you with us. So for starters, if you would, tell us a little bit about yourself, your background, and how you got started in the industry with VStock Transfer. I'm sure that would be interesting details.
Absolutely, and appreciate that opportunity. First of all, I have to say, besides being a great podcast voice, you must do great on radio because you've got the voice for it.
By the way, you are too kind.
Said,
thanks for that.
my background is... started as a securities attorney, and I guess I just caught life as an entrepreneur, ended up starting my own firm, and which, you know, in retrospect is pretty crazy at a young age, and then sort of fell into a very niche industry where I did SEC filings for publicly traded companies. And, you know, great story. Slept on my couch for about a year, ate pizza for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And that was a company called Vintage Filings. And we ended up growing that business from 02 to 07, my partner, Shai Stern, and I, and had about 4,000 companies and probably close to about 100 employees before we had the chance to sell that company to PR Newswire. So that was our first exit, and an extremely exciting opportunity, and then decided to venture off into other opportunities, which weren't as exciting, outside of our sort of four walls of what we knew. I lost a little bit in weight loss companies, lost a little bit in apparel companies, decided to come back to the compliance industry, and then since then have had other companies that have done okay in that arena. A company called V Corp, where we did incorporations, a company called V Check, where we did background checks. And now I'm working on a company called V Stock for the last 11 years, where we're a full service stock transfer agency. We work with about 800 publicly traded companies. And that's really where my focus has been for the last decade.
Fantastic background and details right there. And I could just feel you there eating pizza every night as well. Yeah, you got to do what you got to do. Now, what exactly is a transfer agent, and how does VStock differ from other firms in that space?
Sure. Well, I'll tell you, Eric, nothing I've ever done is really sexy. It's all in the sort of detailed, mundane compliance world. And so the transfer agent role is really right up that alley. We are sort of the registered agent of the stock, the securities for private and publicly traded companies. We look at ourselves as the gatekeeper of the shares. And so when people say, well, what's our role? While sometimes I feel like we're the low guys on the totem pole compared to some of the more exciting, you know, roles as the investment bankers, the underwriters, the lawyers, the way I look at it, it's a critical role because we service really two clients in one. One is the company itself, and that's the management team, the CEO, the CFO, the board members. And when they say jump, we have to say how high. And at the same time, we look at the shareholders, the investors as the client, because when they're calling into our office, we have to be responsive and meet their needs in terms of answering all their questions, because they don't recognize that we might be a third party. But basically, we're the gatekeeper of the stock. And that's our role. People often ask me, Eric, when should a transfer agent be brought into that role? And what I always tell people is really there's two times that are ideal. You know, the first is if a company is about to go public and do a full-blown IPO, then that's something, you know, that they have to have a transfer agent. They're not really going to do that themselves. And the other time is that if a company is raising money, they want to act as if they want to show prospective investors or funds or angels that they're not just printing stock certs out of their basement. They want to show that they have a real registered stock transfer agent that's handling this important role. And that's where we come onto the scene.
Yeah, thanks for that explanation. That certainly does make it easier to understand for sure. Now, what is the IPO process and how does VStock Transfer support private companies from start to finish in these regards?
Sure. And that's a timely question. I mean, I think that the IPO market had a huge rally a couple of years ago. It sort of plateaued. And I think we're going to see it pick up again in hopefully the very near future. You know, many people see the IPO as, they flip on the TV, they see people celebrating with the confetti at the NASDAQ or the New York Stock Exchange, and they think that, you know, these companies are an overnight success. But in reality, Eric, to your question, the IPO process is a long and a difficult one, usually one that's at least a 12, maybe 15 month process. And so our role really comes towards the tail end of that. When the companies decide that they've gone through the process of picking the investment bankers, they've got their audits done, they've got the attorneys done, they've gone through the process with the SEC, the Securities and Exchange Commission, and it's really towards that tail end when there's actually going to be activity of issuing shares, either electronically in certificate form. That's really when the transfer agent role comes into play, and we sort of put the red bow on it when we coordinate with the company's counsel and the company's underwriters to get them to that.
Great to have you with us here today to talk about VStock Transfer and what you're doing in the space as well. Today we're speaking with Seth Farman. He's co-founder and chairman at VStock Transfer, an SEC-registered stock transfer firm serving private companies, IPOs, and issuers listed on the New York Stock Exchange, American, NASDAQ, and OTC markets. He's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, working in conjunction with the Financial Channel, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, what are the benefits of going public via IPO, and what are the advantages versus the alternatives?
That's a great question. You know, I say, you know, in business as a whole, I think different people have a different definition of happiness. And so, you know, the IPO process is similar. I think companies go public for a variety of different reasons. The obvious is probably raising capital. But people don't always recognize that it gives a plethora of other opportunities for them as well. Many companies will go public because they can use that stock as currency. It's not always about the money that they raise, but it's about the stock as currency. So they can use that stock to do acquisitions that they may not otherwise be able to do. Very often they can use that stock as currency to lure and hire really, really high level talent that otherwise they would not be able to afford. And probably one of the most important one is to get a strong valuation and to give themselves a platform, I think, to just really have that stage to tell their story on a global basis, you know, versus a private company otherwise has a more limited opportunity for that storytelling. You know, the negatives, of course, are all the prices and the fees and the diligence and the fact that that people are going to know your business. And each company has to weigh those pros and cons in making that determination.
Yeah, for sure on that. Really do appreciate your visit with us here today, all the information and insight shared. As we conclude, any advice for companies and entrepreneurs seeking to IPO?
Yeah, I mean, I think that in today's times, they have choices to make, you know. So I think that everybody has to do the due diligence in terms of what route is going to be best for them. You know, do they want to do a Reg A? Do they want to do a SPAC? Do they want to do a direct listing? I know these are all just terminologies to people, but, you know, companies should really focus and do their due diligence in terms of what's going to be best for the journey that they want to take and help them meet their goals. And the other thing that I would stress to them is that they should really be prepared in terms of, you know, what's going to happen after they go public. A lot of companies, a lot of CEOs, not to their own fault, they feel like as soon as they go public, they're going to wake up that next morning and there's going to be liquidity and there's going to be exposure and people are going to be knocking down the door to buy their shares and it's going to go higher and higher. And reality is that I think that's when a lot of the hard work begins. And they really have to have a strong marketing plan. They have to have a good roadshow plan, a good social media plan. And one of the other strong suggestions is in their diligence is to really, you know, make sure that they're working with good people, surround themselves with a team, maybe even a team that's worked together. You know, I think that a lot of CEOs will find that the bankers and the lawyers and a lot of these people work together time and time again. And those are things that they should look for when trying to find that team.
Seth, really do appreciate the concluding remarks and advice. I'm sure the listeners also appreciated that as well. If listeners wanted to be in touch or to get more information on VStock Transfer, where's the best place online to get further details?
Best two places are our website, vstocktransfer.com. And for those of you who don't know me personally, I'm an avid LinkedIn enthusiast. So best place to reach me is LinkedIn. And feel free to text or direct message me anytime.
And certainly appreciate the invitation. And of course, we'll have these links within the show notes of this broadcast. Mr. Farman, all the best. And thanks again for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Appreciate it, Eric. Have a great day.
And you as well. Again, we've been speaking with Seth Farman, the co-founder and chairman at VStock Transfer, an SEC registered stock transfer firm serving private companies, IPOs, and issuers listed on the New York Stock Exchange, American, NASDAQ, and OTC markets. And for all the details, visit vstocktransfer.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of VPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.